So there's a reliability guarantee requiring retailers to use a percentage of electricity from so-called dispatchable sources. And there's an emissions guarantee linked to the reliability guarantee. And the government is touting this as the perfect combination. Josh Frydenberg is the Federal Energy Minister. I spoke to him a little earlier.
Well, this is the advice from the Australian Energy Market Commission. It's important to understand we sought and received the best advice that is available. And that comes from the Energy Security Board, the Australian Energy Market Operator, the Australian Energy Regulator, and the Australian Energy Market Commission. And their combined wisdom and advice is that Australian households will see a saving on their power bill by $100 to $115 per annum as a result of our policy, which is a higher number than the saving that was promoted through the clean energy target.
Okay, you've taken advice, but do you have modelling and can you guarantee it?
Well, that's the analysis of the AEMC. There will be further modelling that will be undertaken, but I am familiar with the saying of John Kenneth Galbraith that when it comes to modelling, it was designed to make astrology look good, so it always depends on the inputs to get the outputs. But certainly the advice of the AEMC is that this will lead to lower power bills because it will create investment certainty, which will create more investment, more supply, means lower prices.
Okay, the catchphrase in this is dispatchable power. What is it and in what sorts of combinations, given that we're producing power not just in traditional forms but in renewable forms these days?
Well, this is an important concept to understand because not all electrons are created equal. There is thermal generation, coal and gas, and hydropower that can provide power on demand. You can also use batteries and pumped hydro facilities and a new form called demand response as well. That is dispatchable power.
And how will the obligation for dispatchability work? Who enforces it? What are the terms?
Well, the Australian Energy Market Operator will look at the supply-demand balance 3 years ahead and decide how much dispatchable power is needed in the system. Now, the beauty of this mechanism is that it's dynamic. As the needs of the system change, then so will the level of dispatchability be required.
Is this going to force energy retailers to buy coal and gas to match every megawatt hour of renewable energy that they purchase?
Well, it provides maximum flexibility to the particular energy retailers. They can decide what type of generation they want as long as it meets that need for dispatchability.
Is there any disincentive to the further development of renewables and decarbonisation of the electricity sector, given that you're pulling out the certainty of the RET or the CET as it would have been?
Well, the renewable energy target is nearly fully committed. 95% of it is either now built or committed, reaching close to final investment decision. So that is good news for the renewable sector. And what we do need, though, is to ensure sufficient reliability with more wind and solar. And that's what this system does.
Okay, you've got to get this past the states, don't you? How confident are you?
Well, I think the Energy Security Board would not have put such a proposal to the government if they didn't think, one, it was the most effective policy that was available to meet our Paris targets and to deliver reliability, but B, that it had a real chance of being adopted by the states. We've seen in particular states like South Australia real pressure on reliability. This is a real improvement on what's been done previously, and I think it does offer the states a good opportunity to take the best advice of the experts to create a credible, workable, pro-market policy that delivers lower prices for Australian families.
Federal Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg with the promise.